When you went into this process, had you identified Ben pretty quickly as a favorite, a guy?
I don't want to say a favorite, but obviously I watched him for 2 years, had a certain familiarity with him. So I guess you could say he was a favorite going in. But, you know, we talked to six guys. So, and I meant what I said before. I was really taken aback by how impressive they all were. You know, this notion that it's an uninspiring group. Well, it may have been uninspiring to people on the outside, but not when you sat down and talked to these guys and looked at their credentials and heard about their ideas. It really was an excellent group as far as I was concerned.
What set Ben apart?
I think what really gave him the edge was the familiarity concept. I've been able to watch him for 2 years. I loved what he said about, he had a really good grasp of what we had on our team, what we needed to improve on, and a great vision going forward. And just something about him, having watched him on the field with the quarterbacks, with the offense. You know, the first thing that came to my mind 2 years ago was that this guy is a teacher, and he's got an edge to him, too. He's not afraid to lose his temper out there and bark at guys. I happen to like that. Plenty of them I wanted to bark at the last couple of years. So there were all those things. You know, the concern, as it always is, you know, he's never done it before. And you can say whatever you want. You just don't know until he's out there as the head coach. But I feel good about him. I think he's got everything it takes to be a successful head coach.
Was that familiarity and relationship with Eli the thing that put him over the top, though?
You know, that was part of it. I think that's been overblown, to tell you the truth. I mean, I did talk to Eli right after the last press conference we did. And I talked to him about some of the candidates that we were going to, and he obviously liked Ben. But, you know, he liked some of the other guys, too. But I was aware of that. But that was not the factor that a lot of you make it out
so
to be.
If you felt a conviction about someone who wasn't Ben, felt, and even though Eli might not have been comfortable with it, you would have gone
there. Oh, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Because, you know, players adapt, particularly somebody as smart as he is. He would have adapted to that.
We spent a lot of time at your press conference asking about the personnel, and you admitted that there were some issues there. After talking to Ben and hearing what he thinks of the guys here, are you any more encouraged by what's here and obviously the future?
Yeah, one of the things I was encouraged about, I mean, he's on the same page in terms of what we need. I don't think his view was maybe as dim as mine has been, but he knows where we need to improve, and he knows that what we need to do, and I think he'll work very, very well with our personnel department. He already has. He's been in our draft room. He was even as a coordinator, was not the least bit afraid to voice his opinion and be firm about it, but he did it in a respectful manner, and I think he's going to be very helpful to that process. And, you know, he's going to have he minimized the input that he's going to have. Our head coach is here. Going back to 1979, I've always had significant input into the personnel decisions. No players are ever forced upon them, and that's going to continue to be the case.
John, is there any sense that if you didn't make Ben the head coach this time, that you were going to lose him to some other team?
I think there's a good possibility that could have happened, but if I didn't believe he was the right guy, if we didn't believe he was the right guy, you know, that wouldn't have made any difference.
What stood out mostly about Ben that, you know,
I think the opportunity to observe him on the field the last couple of years, particularly at practice and the way he handled the team, the way he handled the offense, the way he just looked like he was a teacher, teacher of fundamentals, the presence that he has, the toughness that he has. I think all of those things, you know, helped us make this decision.
John, a few hours before,
when people, you know, renovate a house, either they gut it or they just make, you know, changes. Is there any concern that, you know, you haven't gutted this? You know, he's here, so it sounds like the defense coordinators could be here. Some guys on the staff will be here. You know, it's not a full renovation job.
It depends on how you characterize that. There are going to be some changes on the staff. There's no question about that. And we're looking at what we've done personnel-wise. You know, where have we made the mistakes in the draft? Why have we missed on guys? Are our standards too rigid? Are they not rigid enough? Let's look at that and figure out what we need to improve. And do we need some additional people down there? Do we need to make some changes? And that continues to be a discussion that we'll have going forward. Because, listen, I know what our roster looks like. I know it has to get a hell of a lot better if we're going to put the fifth trophy in the case.
And you've talked about the pressures in order to make 10-year, 15-year decisions. Do you see these last 2 weeks as sort of shaping what your legacy might be?
Well, yeah, I mean, I hope so. I listen, and I accept my share of the blame for what's gone on. I've gotten a lot of love letters recently from our fans. One of them wrote me and said, the problem with your organization is sitting right in your chair. Okay. Another one put it a little more succinctly. He said, the fish stinks from the head down. So, I think it was one of your readers, by the way. But I take that personally, and I accept my shit. This is all under my watch, okay? And I know we need to get better as an organization. What gives me confidence, though, is I know we've done it before, and I believe that we have the right people here to do it again, and I believe we can do it under this head coach.
When you, a couple hours before you word got out that you were about to hire Ben, word was that the Eagles were about to hire him. Did that change your timetable at all?
Well, I'll tell you what it did change is once the Hugh Jackson interview was canceled, I said to Jerry, let's bring Ben back Thursday morning for a second interview and move this process along. So he called Ben and we found out, well, he was going to be going to the Eagles on Thursday morning. So I said, well, let's bring him back in this afternoon then. That was Wednesday. So we did that. I had John and Steve Tisch present. We went over some things that we needed to talk to him about, and I think we all got a lot more comfortable with him after that. So it did accelerate the process, no question about it.
Does his age give you any pause? I mean, the fact that he's so young.
It's not so much the age. I mean, the only thing that, he's been a coordinator for 2 years. I mean, ideally, he would have been a coordinator for longer than that, but my instinct still is he's the right guy. But you're never going to be in a perfect situation. And even if he had been a coordinator for 20 years, it's a different job becoming the head coach. I mean, I learned that in 1974 when we hired Bill Arnsberger, who was the defensive genius of all time. And, it didn't work out for us back then. Guys can be great coordinators. They doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be great head coaches. But I think he has something in him that is going to allow him to be a terrific NFL head coach.
What advice did you give him about being a head coach, about making that transition?
I said you need to surround yourself with experienced people here, because I don't think that you fully understand everything that you have to do as a head coach. I mean, it's a lot more than just drawing up the offensive game plan. I mean, you got to be worried about the defensive side. You're going to have to deal with the media. You're going to have to deal with personnel issues that arise on a day-by-day basis. Player off-field issues. There's a lot that goes into that. And he's smart enough to understand that, and I think he will surround himself with the right people. And he's got a great resource, in Steve Spagnuolo here, who's been a head coach. And I'm sure Steve will help him quite a bit.